Linda Vaughn and her husband have lived in a small white house near the river on the Iowa-Illinois border for decades. Their house is just a few miles away from 3M's sprawling facility on the Illinois side of the river, which means the American manufacturer is now required to test their water, and that of thousands of other people, for traces of PFAS, the toxic family of perfluorinated chemicals used in everyday consumer goods, that sampling has confirmed in nearby water supplies. But Vaughn says she hasn't heard from the company.
So has anybody come from 3M to say, hey, we're looking to test your water?
No, they haven't.
Inside the 3M plant, over 500 employees produce the compounds that later make products like Post-it notes and Scotch tape sticky. And at various times, the plant has also manufactured or generated PFAS. Exposure to PFAS may increase cancer risks and decrease fertility. For the past decade, Illinois has allowed the plant to dump some of its wastewater into the river. But a few years ago, the company notified the EPA that it had released at least 60 PFAS chemicals from the 3M site into the air, water, and soil that it had not previously reported. Across the river from the plant in Comanche, Iowa, Gary Hopkins sips hot coffee in a diner. Earlier this year, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources found some of the highest concentrations of PFAS in the state, in this town. But Hopkins says so far, he hasn't heard about any issues.
I think somebody better get on it and start finding out what it is.
Which is what the EPA told 3M to do. Test the water, find out what's in it. Some testing has been ongoing, but guidance is unclear. Local officials didn't respond to requests for comment. Their websites include some information that testing will happen eventually. And if you're worried, get a water filter or call your doctor. And according to the EPA, the full extent of the contamination remains unknown. That's left many people wondering if the water is safe to drink.
If it's that serious, you know, do some surveys and stuff and find out what's going on and then get it to the doctors and the scientists and stuff and figure out what they can do to stop it.
David Swartney is a professor of environmental engineering at the University of Iowa, where he researches the health effects of environmental contamination. He says PFAS contamination is a growing problem, and that even with treatment, a lot of people won't trust what's coming out of their tap.
Because there's going to be lots more communities just like the ones affected by this plant that will struggle with PFAS. We've still got a long way to go on this chemical class.
Charles Brown is a utilities lab manager for the city of Moline's water treatment plant. He walks through the treatment plant, which filters 5 million gallons of water from the Mississippi River daily for nearly 50,000 people, and says testing and filtering out PFAS is going to cost communities like his a lot of money.
Yeah, when they designed it 100 years ago, PFAS wasn't a thing. And then when they did a big remodel about 20 years ago, PFAS wasn't a thing.
Other than in Cordova, 3M has two major American plants that produce PFAS, one in Minnesota in the Twin Cities and another in Decatur, Alabama. And now the company is facing lawsuits from South Carolina, California, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. The company sent us a statement saying that it is committed to keeping residents informed of progress. Back in Cordova, Linda Vaughn says she's taking a wait-and-see approach to the situation.
I don't think that we've had any problems so far, and my husband's in his 70s, I'm in my 70s, so if something comes up, you know.
3M is required to submit a sampling and treatment work plan for private and public water systems to the EPA by December. Based on that sampling, the EPA will decide what to do next. But for now, people are left to wonder what's coming out of the tap. In Cordova, Illinois, I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.